The Osgood File. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. For children born with autism, the earlier it's diagnosed, the better. And that's why this study is such a big deal. More after this. Last year, the National Autistic Society of Britain released a brief video called Can You Make It to the End? It shows a young boy on the autism spectrum walking with his mother through a shopping mall, but the sights and sounds are from the boy's point of view. And whereas most of us would filter out most of what's around us, he sees and hears everything. The sound of the automatic doors opening, footsteps, people giggling, the crinkling of plastic bags, a drink being slurped, until finally, it's just too much, and he starts to scream.
I'm not naughty. I'm autistic. And I just get too much information.
The earlier autism can be diagnosed, the sooner treatment can begin, and the sooner parents can prepare. So researchers at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, thought there might be a way to predict autism using brain scans. They chose 500 children, most of whom had a sibling with autism, and ran MRI scans at ages 6 months, 1 year, and 2 years. It wasn't easy because they had to do it while the children slept, but they finally got 150 usable examples, and they noticed that in 8 cases out of 10, they could correctly predict autism based on the faster growth rate of the surface areas of the brain. Dr. Joseph Piven wrote the report.
We see an increased rate of growth of sort of the outer surface of the brain, the folds, the sort of waviness of the surface. That's followed by an overgrowth of the brain in the second year,
which is when the symptoms of autism typically begin to appear. Dr. Piven says that providing the right therapy before that happens, like teaching a child to pay attention to a parent's facial expressions, can make all the difference.
It's at a time we're talking about in the first year of life when the brain is most malleable.
The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network. Can prepare. So researchers at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, can prepare. Can prepare. So researchers at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill,